Yeah! Looky here. Looky here. Who is that? Who is that handsome man T-Rock that I'm looking at right now? Welcome back, Al.
What is going on, man?
It's nice to see you.
Got to be honest. You know, when I was out international and I was listening to the entire podcast, didn't matter where I was at. I just made sure I was streaming live.
Sure.
All the bills going directly to ESPN. So if they're wondering why those streaming services were so expensive, it's good to be sitting here, man. It's good to be back. And aren't we just walking into a fantastic time of the sports year? Right?
Yeah. Like
it's all right in front of us. So good to be back. Trav, what's going on with you?
It is good to have you back. You know, I'm excited that you're here. That's all that's going on with me. I love doing the shows with Kirk, love doing the shows with DeMarco, but it's the Travis and Slee show. So nice to have you back here. And Travis and Slee's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline, and you can be a part of the Travis and Slee show on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. And the call-in line, ESPN Nation, is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back. So are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So here's the question. You were asking about, or you should say you were saying, that you got a chance to listen to the podcast, and I truly believe you. I think that yes. You're probably listening every single
day.
Every
show.
How many days in your trip were you before you said, you know what, I really miss Trav? I really, you know, haven't talked to him in a few hours. Was it a few days? Like, at which point were you thinking, you know, I really need to know what Travis is up to?
So we did our last show together almost Tuesday. 2 weeks ago, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So as I was getting closer to around 2, 3 p.m., I was like, man, I really – this was on Tuesday, so we finished our show at 11.
Sure.
And in my head was, I really am curious, what's Travis up to? Like, what is he doing?
I haven't – give him a call.
He hasn't texted me. We have zero emails, zero correspondence. So I kind of started thinking back then. I'm like, maybe this guy is really looking forward to doing shows with other, you know, some of these other talent out there. Guys like DeMarco Farr, guys like Kirk Morrison. And then, you know, the trip started and you never reached out. So it was.
I was leaving you alone. I was making sure that you had time to, you know, travel the world with you and Lady Slee, which we'll have questions about that a little bit later on. But
remember you left the week prior and you left, I want to say you were gone.
Friday and the whole week.
It was a Friday and the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
That Friday, I was hitting you up like crazy. I was saying, hey, what about Ask Slee? I was even doing that on Thursday. With you, it was crickets. Like, I felt like you needed some space, and that's kind of what it was.
Not so much. I'm just glad that you're back. I'm glad that we have a million things to get into today. I'm glad that we get to talk about the Rams and the fact that they didn't play a single real player during the entire preseason. The Dodgers, the Lakers. The Lakers have made moves, Slee. In fact, we're gonna talk about some of the things that you may have missed over the course of the last week and a half or so. But Justin Turner pitched yesterday, which brings us to today's stat hero of the day. Let me say it again. Justin Turner pitched again yesterday. He pitched the ninth inning. He didn't allow any runs. There was a bunch of controversy about that, whether or not Dave Roberts should have thrown him out there in the ninth inning. It was 5-0. The Dodgers had only had 3 hits, really not a lot going on. What did you make of that decision?
You know, it's kind of funny. And let's just say I have a lot of catching up to do in the world of sports here over the last week or so. And it's, you know, I'm watching the game on YouTube. I was at LAX when the Dodgers were still playing. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching the highlights on YouTube and I'm looking at him like, okay, so Turner's taking it. It's 5-0. Justin Turner's out there. Got to be honest, Turner looks kind of good out there. Look comfortable. Look like a guy that you can go to in the back half of the bullpen there, Trav. You know, all this conversation about Ohtani. Let's shift our attention here to Justin Turner. What do I think of it? I think of it as, you know, obviously Dave Roberts trying to be strategic here of not using certain players. You're not too far removed from that 16-inning game against the Padres. You got 6 critical games coming up against the Braves and the Giants. So, obviously, he didn't feel – it's funny. You and I were chatting about this earlier. It's not like they were down 9-0.
Right.
It's not like they were down 8 runs or something. You were only down 5 against the worst – one of the worst teams in baseball.
Exactly.
But, you know, I guess it is what it is. I think Dave Roberts explained it in the sense that they had only got, I want to say, 3 hits
three
up
hits.
To that point.
So yeah, they'd only had 3 hits.
He didn't think that there was going to be some big push coming in the ninth.
Yeah, and look, Al, I think there is maybe if this scenario presents itself 100 times, 99 times out of 100, I would argue that he did the wrong thing yesterday. 99, because to everything you just said, the Rockies suck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're a bad team, and they're a really bad team when they're away from Coors Field. Their pitching is lousy.
Yeah.
All right? So five runs. Look, I'm not saying that the Dodgers could have won that game, you know, half the time, but, you know, maybe one out of 20 they could win that game. It wasn't a one out of a million shot.
Sure,
okay?
Sure.
So I normally I'd be thinking, you know what, you're in a pennant race, you're down 2.5 games, the Giants had already lost that day, you got to fire every bullet you have in an attempt to pick up a game. But this is the one time that I think I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. They hadn't been hitting all day. Three hits. They were ice cold. Sometimes, and we've all watched enough baseball games to know that there's just some days where you just don't have it, right? Mm-hmm. Dodgers were clearly in that mode yesterday. And here's the biggest reason of all. They've been pitching that entire bullpen 40% of the time. Hmm. That when it's not Urias, who missed some time, or Scherzer, who hasn't, or Buehler, who hasn't, you're asking your bullpen to pitch 9 innings almost every time. That's a lot of ask. So if there's one day, say, you know what, JT, you go out there and you do it. Yesterday was the day. I'm not going to beat Dave up for that. I was 100% okay with the decision.
No, obviously Dave Roberts is thinking big picture. I did mention these next 6 games coming. You know, you've said this for the last – does it feel like you've said this over the last 2 months? Okay, here we are. 90 games left. Okay, here we are. 60 games left. Okay, this week, did you gain ground or did you just stand pat or did you lose ground? And I don't think that much has changed. Justin Turner yesterday comes in and gets a standing ovation. Personally, his slider needs some work. And it's something for me. I'm just surprised Dodger fans are not a little bit more upset this morning.
Can I be a really bad guy for a second?
Of course you can.
I mean.
Oh, I got a story, by the way.
I'm a bad guy most days. But
I'm not kidding. I was on a plane yesterday. I thought of you 6 times because of a predicament in a situation from one individual that I was like, that's a Travis Rogers move. This guy is pulling off an international Travis Rogers move. But
we'll get to that. I can talk about Justin Turner anytime. What was on the plane?
Okay. Let me just explain this, and I'm going to try to do it in the nicest way possible.
Okay.
Kind of a big dude. All right? Kind of a big dude.
No offense taken.
He's a big guy. He's a big guy. He's,
bigger than kinda, me?
A little bit bigger than you.
Okay.
No, he was bigger than you. He was bigger than you. Like, part of me says that, you know what, if someone goes down in the offensive line this year for the Rams, let's take a look. Let's just take a look. The guy's flying to LAX.
Let's see his feet.
Now, granted, he's coming from Istanbul. I don't know.
Familiar with the strategies.
I don't know what his game is like. I don't know his thought process, but I'm going to my seat, and there's a whole other ordeal. What's wrong with people, bro?
Where would you like to start?
What is it about airports that brings the absolute worst out of people? Let me sit on that one for a second.
Okay.
I'm looking, and this guy is sitting. He's in the exit row, so he's got plenty of leg space. Everything okay? This is one of the international flights. It's 3 rows, so you have 3 seats. Followed by 3 seats, followed by 3 seats. So you're 9 width.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big plane.
This guy takes middle seat of the 3.
It's a power move.
I mean, he's over his seat. Like, if there is an allowance of how much seat space you get, he's over that allowance. All right. So, and you can't be one of those, you know, he also is not to where he's trying to make himself smaller. He's actually making himself bigger, okay? So elbows are out. Legs are spread open. I'm like, what is this guy doing? You're not at home watching the Dodgers and the Rockies here. Just, you know, show a little bit of respect here. So a girl comes and sits in the seat next to him. Now, granted, these are assigned seats, but he picked his seat. So he chose a middle seat, knowing that it's going to stir some type of issue.
Right.
And then you got this, like, small petite girl that ends up having to sit directly to his left, right next to him. Nobody's going in the right seat. You can't fit anybody in that right seat to him because you're already smashed up on the plane. The exit seat, it's got, like, there's reasons why you can't fit anybody to the right. So you got this girl, it took her 4 minutes to realize, I am not flying 13 hours with this dude to my right. She has to call an attendant. Attendant comes, now reseating her. Trev, it just reminds, you told me the story of sitting in a middle seat.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have a smile on your face and everything. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to sit to the left or right of that dude. It was kind of a power move. He had the whole row.
That's the idea. No, that's how you do it. I'm just glad that people are the same all over the world, that people have good ideas no matter where you're, whether you're here
sure.
in Southern California or whether you're
just
coming from Istanbul.
John Wayne or in Burbank. Right. It's also in Istanbul.
I like it. All right, so here's the part about me being a bad guy more currently as opposed to generally being a bad guy on airplanes. We're talking about Justin Turner pitching yesterday. Why him? Now, maybe this is some long, fantasy that he's had about pitching in a major league game, and he's a vet, and he gets the opportunity to do that if he wants. But, look, the Rockies are not good, but they are a major league baseball team. There are guys there that can swing that bat. There are guys that can square one up. I don't need Justin Turner to take a line drive back through the box and be out for a period of time. And with all due respect to a guy like Billy McKinney, let's put him in that situation. Let's make sure that it's not one of the guys that we absolutely going to have.
36-year-old vet that you're, right. Relying right. on every single day.
It just seemed like an odd choice to me. It seemed like an odd choice to put. I didn't have a problem with the idea in and of itself, but it did seem like an odd choice. That's our stat hero of the day, the exclusive daily fantasy partner app. Listen to this, Lee, of the Travis and Sliwa show. Stat Hero is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that gives the player the advantage. You get to look at the lineups beforehand. Out. I won this weekend. We'll get into that a little later. You can go to stathero.com/710ESPN for 300% back on your first play.
By the way,
yes.
Quick shout out here, because for those who are in the background or maybe don't understand what happens in the background, we are very, very appreciative of Stat Hero
yes.
going out of their way to sponsor this show specifically. So
yep.
we appreciate their partnership. If you're big into fantasy, if you're big into – and I know, Trav, you had the app down and you were playing some games over this weekend. But we greatly appreciate their partnership. And obviously, if you can help support our local partners, we appreciate it as well.
Does this make me a bad guy? Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I used a Colorado Rocky in my Stat Hero game to win. Does that make me a bad Dodger fan?
Let me tell you something.
Charlie Blackmon won me my matchup yesterday. I'm just throwing that out there.
Listen, you have a way. You know, in sports, we have to separate emotions and business.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get that fantasy app on, and just like everybody does during fantasy football or whatever the case is, you might have to select a guy that you're not rooting for.
Right.
You might have to have one of those moments where you say, it's like Michael Thompson when he talks about his son, Clay. He wants the Lakers to win, but he wants Clay to have a great game. Right?
Right.
Like, you hear him say that at times. Trav, all you're doing is separating business from your emotions.
I like it. All right.
You're a Dodger fan, but, when push comes to shove, you're a general manager on the weekends.
And I picked Chris Taylor as my other guy, too. He gave me zero yeah. points. That didn't work out so great, but Charlie Blackmon got me seven, and that was enough to win the
match. I love how you will now look at Chris Taylor just a little bit different over the next week or so.
I think less of him today than I did yesterday. I'm not going to lie. And by the way, Trey Turner in my other game didn't help me nearly as much as I'm going to need him to do it as well. All right, so let's talk about this, Slee, when we come back. Let's get into the idea of another week off the calendar. You mentioned it. Hey, Trav saying, hey, we got 90 games left. Hey,
yeah.
we got 60 games left. Mm-hmm. We got 31 games left. Okay, we're going to get into that. Plus, coming up in 15 minutes, do we know anything at all about where the Rams are in their preseason? It's all straight ahead. Travis and, yes, Alan Sliwa on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's coming up. It's coming up, Al. We're getting close.
Probably thrived when I was gone.
No, we missed you. But, and I'll be honest, we did an Ask DeMarco. We did a couple of Ask Kirks.
We had an Ask Trav.
We did. We did an Ask Trav on Friday. It was a lot of fun, but it's Ask Slee, and it's coming up in, what do we got here? Just about a half an hour from right now.
Yeah, so, rumor was around different parts of the Middle East when I was out there. Is, hey, did you hear what? They're doing an Ask Trav coming up on Friday.
It was
kind of was hurt a little bit by it. I thought maybe what you guys would do was just out of respect to the segment, you just wouldn't do the segment.
No.
But that wasn't the case. I was replaced by seven different people, which just shows you how easily I was replaced.
No, out of respect for the segment, we continued to do it because
there's two ways of looking at it.
We wanted to keep your memory alive. You know what the fact of the matter is?
Yeah.
You were gone for a very long time.
Here's another thing that Sliwa missed.
Do you know that the Rams made a trade for Sony Michel?
Just stop for a quick second here. When was that thought of? When was that created? Was that always there?
Idea.
Like, was that before I went on vacation?
No, I came up with that this morning. I figured that you were gone for, how long were you gone? Like 6 months? Was that about what it was?
I left before COVID started, right before COVID started.
Yeah,
it was February of 2019.
We just want to catch you up on some stuff, and the Rams have a new running back. That Daryl Henderson got, you know, he messed up his thumb. Maybe he may or may not be ready to go. Looks like he'll be fine, but they've got Sony Michel in the mix now.
Yeah,
so
all sounds great. One more question: when did you reach out to Chris
this morning?
And Chris just put together this imaging right before
our
show started.
Yeah, no, I called him and said, "Hey, Chris, here's an idea I have. Can you hook this?" And boom, done, ready to go. So just
the man.
Just to kind of throw it out there for you, that's probably not the last time you're going to hear that today.
Okay.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
I will say this.
Yeah.
When you're out, let's use when you were gone. Now, yours was a little bit different because it's not like the time change was. I was 10 hours ahead. Okay. That's where I was in the world. Were you still watching at night? Were you watching every sporting event, all that stuff? Were you still doing that or not really?
Not really. I kind of checked out for a few days. I did keep my eye on the Dodgers, but the rest of it I kind of let go
all
by.
Right. All right. So keep me posted what I missed as we go through.
A lot. Well, Cody Bellinger's hitting 170. That's not something you missed. That's still happening.
Did he struggle the entire time? When I left, he was just starting to – things were starting to turn around. People were having conversations saying even his outs are good outs. Did that just all change?
Taylor, hit it again. Hit it again.
Here's another thing that Sliwa missed.
You missed the – 1 second he was hot and then he went cold again. He has been absolutely dreadful. He's batting .170 again. He's. Are you ready? He got a hit yesterday.
I think he was .165 when I left. So technically, he's trending upwards.
He's 4 for his last 39.
Wow.
He's 4 for his last 39. So what you didn't miss was him getting hits. I guess that's one thing
but you did miss him getting a really good catch yesterday in
a game they lost where they had three hits and he's hitting .170.
I'm just trying to be a little belly.
I like that you're a positive person, Emily. I like your general demeanor that you're trying to find the silver lining, but I'm going to focus on the black cloud.
Listen, Bellinger and I went on vacation. Okay, both him and I went on vacation.
I wish that were true. I wish you would have taken him with you because then maybe we could get some hits out of that spot. All right, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Here's the number, Al, 31.
Okay.
Dodgers have 31 games left.
Yep.
When I'm saying at 90, Dodgers can be okay. They got 3 months left. It's 30, and I got 90 games. Al, it's fine. We got 60 games left. What are you worried about? We're good.
By the way, you've never said that. You've never said.
31. Mm-hmm. 31, Slee, and they're still 2.5 back with only 3 games against the Giants. They're coming up at the end of this week. But I really believe this week is the most important week of the Dodgers season because I think come Monday morning, there's a pretty good chance we're going to know whether or not the Dodgers are going to win this division or not.
So this is one of the things – this is why I kind of laugh at it too because the Dodgers, when I left, I want to say we're about 3.5 back. The real frustrating part, Dodgers lose 2 of 3 to the Rockies. Braves took 2 of 3 from the Giants,
Lost 2 of 3. Oh, yeah, the Braves, yes.
Braves took 2 of 3.
You're right.
Okay.
Yes.
So I know yesterday Dodgers knew that the Rockies already lost going into their game. Was that the same thing on Friday as well?
Yeah, because they're on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah,
they're
that's right. So they played a 4:15, 4:30 or whatever. Okay.
Right.
That, I think, is what stands out to me. I almost feel like when the Dodgers, when their back's against the wall and there's pressure on them, oh my gosh, Giants just won another game. We got to stay on top. They play with a different sense of urgency. These two or three that they lose to the Rockies, forget the fact that the Rockies have a worse record in baseball. Forget that the Dodgers hit 184 in the three games and only scored seven total runs. The Giants showed you, hey, there's an open door right in front of you. If there's an opportunity to get within a half game, it's right here. And I know the Dodgers were playing such unbelievable baseball before that series against the Rockies. But damn, Trav, when you say that only 31 games left, they had two games where they knew, and they're playing the Rockies, so it's not like they're playing a good team, two games where they knew they could gain ground, and they missed out on both of those opportunities.
And the night that they did win was the night that the Giants won, and they had to do it late. They needed another big hit from Will Smith. They needed another big hit from A.J. Pollock along the way. So they had to scuffle to get the one game that they did. Look, this is right in front of them, and I get it. The schedule over the course of the year plays itself out. Everybody plays the same teams in the same amount of times, et cetera, et cetera. I get it. There's no advantage in the schedule necessarily, but this felt like the best opportunity they've had all season long. You're playing a bad team. They're playing a good team. The good team that they were playing against did what they're supposed to do and beat them a couple of times, and they spit the bit against the Rockies. It was a really big missed opportunity. I get you're not going to win 90% of your games like they had. You're going to come back. The math is going to correct itself. That was the bad time to have the math correct itself, because now, look, the Braves are good. The Giants are playing the Brewers, who are good. The odds are the Dodgers will win two out of three. The Braves will probably split their four. Or, I'm sorry, the Giants will probably split their four games.
Sure.
So you've picked up a half a game. And now let's just say we're going into that series with two. The Giants win two of those games. Now you're three. Now instead of 31 games, you're down to 24 games. The Giants are not coming back to the pack. At some point, you get to a decision where you say, all right, we got to let go of the rope in the division, and we got to start looking at something else.
What's that point?
I think it has to be under four
games. Mid-September?
It depends on the – it's a combination of two numbers. It's a combination of the number of how many you're behind and how many are left, right?
Four back mid-September.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Mm-hmm. That I would think three back mid-September is about as far away as you could get. Mm-hmm. That's about as far away as you can get where you still feel like you got a chance, because mid-September, you're talking, you got 2 weeks left. That's 14,
and you're not playing the
games.
Giants. This is it.
You're not
after
playing
this
the
week.
Giants.
Yep.
They're playing the Padres a million times, who are absolutely dreadful right now. This is the week. This is the week where you're going to get them head-to-head, and I don't know if they have to sweep that series out, but if they don't win at least two of those games, I think you start thinking, okay, who do we want to pitch in that wild card game? How do we do that? And then here's the rub. They win that wild card game, they get the Giants right out of the chute. The two best teams in baseball could play each other in the first round.
Which is a completely different topic and a completely different story for itself. But, okay, so with all that being said, I kind of still sit here as we sit on August 30th, still feel like the Dodgers still have a great chance of winning the division.
I mean,
Stop everything we just said.
Great chance or chance?
A good chance.
Okay. Good
chance.
So we've already downgraded from great to good. Do you want to go from good to a chance?
Maybe I use the word great very loosely right there. I know we could say – and there's a good article in the LA Times, you know, talking about this six-game stretch. And I know, you know, you're emphasizing it as well, these next six games for the Dodgers. I know we're going to know a lot more by the time this week ends. But, you know, Trav, and this isn't an excuse for the Dodgers, but every time I'm looking over this past 10 days that I'm gone, I'm like, geez, the Dodgers are freaking just unstoppable.
They were.
They lose those two or three against the Rockies. The timing of it is awful. But I still feel no matter what, once they get in, they'll be the favorites to win the whole thing. You know what I mean? So I get what you're saying, and I get the concern. But I don't know if there's many Dodger fans before this last three games and two of them you collapsing against the Rockies where you don't, you know, you feel bad about where the Dodgers are.
You mentioned that the timing was bad, right? That the Rocky series, the timing of that was no good. Here, speaking of bad timing. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers, when they play the Giants this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, here are the three guys they're going to go. David Price is going to pitch on Friday. This is if everything goes according to plan.
Sure.
David Price on Friday. He's been somewhere between not very good to just okay. Mm-hmm. Then you've got a bullpen game on Saturday. Great. You know, it's a bullpen game. You just crawl. We saw what happened yesterday.
Can't they go Urias on Saturday?
He's going to go Sunday. His turn is on Sunday. So this is the question, right? You could pinch this up.
Yep.
You could try to turn Julio around. Just coming off of an injury. You still do have a little bit of runway. Do you start juggling your – I don't think you do it, but uh-huh. I think that just the way that the schedule is falling, the Giants catch a little bit of a break here that they do not – they don't get Scherzer or Buehler. That's huge.
So you had your – basically – you have your setup against the Braves, Urias, Buehler, and Scherzer.
Yep.
And then you won't get that setup that you're talking to against the Giants. So just by lack of however it panned out, you're only going to get one, maybe two of those guys at most to pitch in that three-game set against the Giants. Yeah, there's a little bit of bad luck there, but I know what you're saying. And it's too early for them to start saying, well, no, we're going to have one guy pitch. Like, you're not going to move somebody up in the order. They do have a day off this week, so I don't know how mm-hmm. much that can help them, but it can help them.
They need to really think about those Giants games. I'm not saying that you juggle the rotation and change it all up for a series that's in the first week of September. But this is the last time you play the team that you're chasing. Once the Dodgers leave San Francisco on Sunday afternoon, that's it. They're going to need someone else to do some work for them. Mm-hmm. That's asking a lot. That just doesn't happen all that often with this Giants team. They're really, really good. That's Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Coming up in 15 minutes, Ask Slee. But coming up next, why I'm not down with today and what we learned about the Rams. Short answer, not a lot. We'll get into it next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN. And Al, so I have a million questions about your trip, Al, but the one that I want to jump on into right now, let me see if I have this right. You were in Turkey, and you were in Jordan, correct?
Yep.
Where did you fly home from? When you started your return journey yesterday, were you starting from Turkey or from Jordan?
First of all, that's none of your business. That's number one.
Okay.
All right, let me play this out here, okay? I don't think you could have created a worse flight setup.
Itinerary.
Returning back home, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I was in Istanbul first, and then I eventually flew out to Amman, Jordan, right? Just a number one tourist destination for Americans. Everyone's flying into Amman, Jordan, right? I don't need to get into all the reasons why. Okay. So flying back, this was the itinerary. The flight leaves from Amman, Jordan at 2:30 in the morning. That's when it leaves Amman, Jordan. Okay? Leaves at 2:30. International flight, you got to get there early, go through customs, go past, I mean, the whole works. And in the Middle East, things, they work a little bit differently out there, okay?
Okay, yeah, all right. Imagine.
So I fly out 2:30 in the morning from Amman. Amman just takes me back to the hub, Istanbul. So that's a two-hour flight. There's a three-hour and 45-minute delay in Istanbul. So let me play this again. 2:30, I leave. I land at 4:30, and then it's, hey, why don't you sit over here for 3 hours and 45 minutes until we're ready to take you back to LAX from Istanbul to LAX?
Direct flight from Istanbul to LAX.
13 hours, my man.
Oof.
13 hours.
Oof.
Got into LA around, I don't know, it's probably 1 o'clock, 12:30, 1 o'clock, something like that.
Okay.
And then, did what most people do after a long flight like that. I went home, took a shower, and drove down two more hours down to San Diego because I had some stuff to take care of down here.
What I mean, look, I'm gonna dip my toe in this water carefully because short of somebody being sick or really needing you right away, I don't understand why you'd say, I was in Jordan this morning, but I think I'll just hop in the car and drive to San Diego for a couple hours. That's aggressive, Al.
It's a high school reunion. No, I'm kidding.
So taco place you really hadn't hit up in a while.
Just really wanted to get back out there. Yeah, that was insane. But you know what's weird is I went to bed last night 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. and I did the power through, right? Where my mind was hallucinating. I don't know what was going on. Coffee didn't matter. Nothing helped. It was just like my mind was definitely losing it. But went to bed at 9. I kind of woke up this morning feeling kind of fresh, like
good.
I didn't go anywhere. Which
you sound
is
good.
Very random.
You sound good. Travis Lee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. This is one of those national days that I think you and I, we may have to have a fight for the crown of who's into this less.
Okay.
Because today
I already
is National Beach Day, right? Like I don't mind going for a walk down on the beach with my wife every once in a while. Like we'll go take a walk down there, you know, once or twice a week or whatever it might be. But like the act of going to the beach especially as somebody that lives and has been born and raised in L.A., it's something I have absolutely no time for at all.
Yeah, listen, for listeners that are out there, if you ever want to just shoot the you-know-what, you could find me in Venice Beach, you could find me in Malibu, you could find me in Santa Monica, because, Trav, I'm kind of the beach guy, right? I'm the guy that I'm tank tops and no T-shirt. Yeah, I'm with you, by the way. I'm not a huge – here's the ocean in front of us within 30 minutes of wherever we live. Yeah, I'm not probably out there planning out my – Emily, weren't we telling you which holiday? Did she go out there for 4th of July?
Yeah.
Yes, I went to Hermosa Beach on the 4th of July.
Did you see Travis shirtless in his bright yellow shorts?
Dolphin shorts.
Trying to get as much attention as possible walking up and down Venice or Hermosa?
Of course I did. Okay. You know, then Travis is walking around.
There's your answer.
The idea of you explained to me that my my Turkish counterpart coming, sitting in the middle seat and getting nice and big and making that I'm a bad guy in that sense. But where I'm a pretty good guy, Al, is that I don't want to ruin every other beachgoer's experience.
Yep.
And me on the beach is pretty disgusting. If I'm being 100% honest, my deal at the beach is pretty disgusting. Yeah, no, Al, it is. I don't like looking at myself. Imagine what somebody else is feeling looking at my deal. That's a bad deal. So I'm not really feeling beach day.
You're the only guy wearing a hoodie at the beach. It's
long
August,
sleeve shirt Travis. Underneath the hoodie too. I got double layers just in case it gets a little hot and I got to take the hoodie off.
And you tuck in the undershirt. The undershirt gets tucked in as well.
Why not? Right? Absolutely. Right. You and me go to the beach. I think I want to leave before you do. I think that's the way that it goes. Because it's the whole shirt.
How many times a year do you go to the beach? Honestly, how many times?
Like
a
to
year?
Go sit on the sand and hang out?
Yes.
I haven't been in a couple years. I don't go. I live less than 5 miles from the ocean. I'm close. Yeah. And I have no time for it.
That's kind of baller status for you to live that close to the ocean. And, you know, all those people that travel everywhere to come to these Southern California beaches, you say, it is what it is. Now, I could feel the ocean breeze. That's all I need.
There's something about when you're sitting down there and you see the guy go by, his shirt's off, his board shorts on, he's just walking around, he's feeling like
And by the way, Slater. Is it just me, or do you feel like you saw him three times in the span of an hour? I'm like, I swear this dude keeps running back and forth just to show everybody.
He's peacocking it. He's peacocking it, walking back and forth, running back and forth. Now, look, I get it. If I look like that, I wouldn't own shirts. I'd go to the grocery store without my shirt on.
Would you be that guy?
I'd walk into Starbucks without my shirt. I'd show up at a funeral without a shirt. I'm like, hey, really sorry to hear about grandma, but, check out this six-pack. I'd be that guy. But I'm not.
I could see you being in line at the grocery store just doing push-ups and sit-ups if you were that guy just to use your time wisely. You're just getting your time in. That's all you're doing. Just get a couple more reps in.
Not happening.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about that, Trev. I think both of us are not going to worry about having our shirt off for those types of moments.
We're not really peacock guys. We're not really guys that are going to walk around with our shirts off and our chests out. Like
I'm going to go get an oil change. Where are my shorts? I just need my shorts.
Honey, where are the blue board shorts? It's right there next to the T-shirts. Yeah, I didn't ask about that. Just the board shorts.
I'm going to Valvoline. No, I'm not going to stay in my car. I got to get out.
All right, coming up in 15 minutes, the Dodgers and Lakers have been mirror images of each other, and that's not
Rondo.
A good thing.
We got to talk Rondo, too.
We'll talk about Rajon Rondo as well. It looks like he's headed back this way. But up next, yeah, baby, it's Ask Slee. That's coming up. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN. I'm not going to lie, Slee. This is one of my favorites in quite some time. You're back. I enjoyed it with DeMarco. I enjoyed it with Kirk, but I enjoyed doing it myself. It's not quite the same.
Same music in the background?
Yeah, we did it exactly the same, but without you, it's not quite the same thing. Here we go. This is from Francis. He says, while on vacation, how many times did someone mistake you for Alex Caruso's father? Hashtag Ask Slee.
That's a good question. When I was in Petra, right, when I was taking the hike through Petra, I had three or four people come up to me and say, wait a minute here.
Mr. Caruso?
Wait a minute here. your son just signed with the Chicago Bulls. happened a couple times. Couple times, Trav.
I would imagine so. All right. You can send us your tweets to Travis at Sliwa Nation. Just hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed at Travis Rogers at Alan Sliwa. All right. The next one here. Here we go. This is from Drew. Drew writes, despite being in the back row, does Alan stand up on the plane the second the seatbelt sign goes off after landing? Hashtag Ask Slee.
Well, I will say this. When you're on that long of a flight, and there are moments where you just go, need to go use the restroom. You just need to stretch your feet. I am staring at that light. You know what I got yesterday? Oh, this is a good one, Trav. You know what I got yesterday? I got the, listen, there are times the light is on, but people are still getting up. You know, it's been on for a while. They get up to go use the restroom. I went yesterday, got up in the middle of it, started walking back towards the restroom. Dude looks at me, you know, obviously the flight attendant, was like, hey, buddy. Not right now. Back to your
Really?
Seat. I took the walk of shame back. It was like, I got up, got all the way to the restroom, and he's like, you got to go back. I mean, it was a embarrassing 20 seconds. People are like, this guy just got up. He just got up.
Well, on a long flight, I haven't taken a flight that's been more than a couple hours since the whole vid thing. Yeah. And look, once I've been in that tin can for more than an hour and a half, I got to get up and walk around a little bit. I never mind the call of nature. I got to just get up and stretch my legs.
Yeah, that's Let's. I got some stories I'll share with you as the show progresses here. People in airports and people on planes. You really get to know a lot about people in those situations. I was ready to throw down yesterday, Trav.
Ooh.
Not literally. But you know what I mean.
I want to hear that story for sure. All right. This one comes from Nelson. Always good to see a new name. Welcome, Nelson. Over under 50 obscure Laker references while you were on vacation. Hashtag Ask Slee.
Probably go under. You know, if there's ever a time that I churned it off, I kind of churned it off, Trav. I churned off the whole. By the way, the moment I left, the schedule came out, you know, 8:24, obviously Kobe day. I'm like, what the heck's going on? I didn't have much material when I was doing Lakers talk over the past 6 weeks. I leave for a second. All of a sudden, there's all these Laker things to talk about.
Uh-huh.
So I'll go under.
You should go under. I don't know. I would wonder. I want to. Your phone should be listening to you and keeping track of those things. Here's Curtis. He says, what L.A. team would you like to see win a championship next? You can only choose one. Love the show. And, yeah, Trav, you are a bad Dodger fan. LOL. So you got to pick one. Is it as easy as it sounds, Slee?
It is. Yeah. Just is. And the next one passes the Celtics. Like, it's kind of easy.
All right, so take them off the board. If it's not the Lakers, who is it?
If it's not the Lakers.
It's almost a little unfair, right? Like, you have to take the Lakers and the Dodgers kind of off of it.
Well, I was going to say, because I don't think – you know, for L.A., put it this way. If the Rams won or the Dodgers won, which is more important?
Well, more important to who?
To just Los Angeles.
Oh, the
Dodgers. To L.A. County. It's Dodgers, right? So, like, if you're looking of what's in the best interest of the city, isn't it, no question about it, the Dodgers?
I think so, especially
like what other, and maybe USC football would be the only one that you would kind of stack up and say, well, that would be pretty damn big if SC won a national championship.
Yeah, I have a much chance of winning the U.S. Open next year as SC does of winning the national championship.
You're right. That's
probably not going to happen. This is from Mundo. How many times did Slee say that was a good year during your vacation? Hashtag ask Slee.
That was a good year. You know, I will say that I don't know. You said you haven't gone on a long trip or anything like that?
No.
Or, you know, this long of one? Bro, they're brutal. By the time you're halfway in it, I'm like, I don't even know what day it is. I have no clue what's going on. And then by the time you actually get back from the vacation, I need time to reflect on the vacation. If you're asking me to reflect today
or
about what a great vacation it was. Honestly, like, you need a vacation after your vacation.
Well,
and
so
I'm not one that just kind of sits around. That's my problem. My problem is I don't go somewhere and just kind of sit and lounge in front of a beach or a resort or something along those lines. So I kind of found myself more exhausted coming back than I did leaving.
You have to do, and you're a far more experienced traveler than I am. But the pro move is you, especially when you take a nice long trip like you did.
Yeah.
Come back a day or two before you have to go back to the real world and kind of decompress from the decompression.
No. You do it wrong. No, what you need to do is give yourself no time when you return and then know that the moment you come back, you have two shows. You have Lakers Talk starting at 7, and you have the show with Travis in the morning.
Uh-huh. And you have to drive 2 hours to San Diego.
A two-hour drive to SD.
I don't like that you listed our show second behind Lakers Talk, but I guess that I can live with that. That's, you know, I'm going to chalk that up to
What if I just started tweeting this morning? Hey, just a reminder, coming up at 7, Lakers Talk, and make no mention of our show in the morning.
I'm gonna let that go. I'm gonna chalk it up to jet lag along the way. This is from Darb, and Darb says, "Is Slee a robe guy?" Hashtag Ask Slee. Were you walking around your hotels in Istanbul and Jordan in a robe?
I don't know if I've ever taken the robe off at a hotel. Like, I've ever actually took it out of the, whether it's in the closet or it's in the bathroom, whatever the case. I don't think I've ever taken it off. Have you? Are you a robe guy? Is the first thing you do is just take off all your clothes, throw on a robe, and then walk down to the lobby and say, hey, we need some more towels and some shampoo?
Not exactly. But there's more truth in what you just described than you think. I'm not a robe guy is the short answer, because those robes are not built for people like me. They don't quite fit correctly. I look like Chris Farley when he puts on the sports jacket in Tommy Boy.
Okay, I need another rope.
I need like the, you know, on the airplane where they give you the seatbelt extender. For, you know, if you're that guy, I'm gonna
come
need
on,
one of those.
Ben. No, you those. Don't.
No, I don't need the seatbelt extender, but for the robe. But yeah. I have been known when it's just me and my wife to throw the robe on guy and kind of peacock it around the room because she hates it as much as she does.
Okay, so you've seen this a lot of the, especially in Jordan, a lot of the attire for the men, right? Even some of the women too. But it's these robes, right? It's like this one piece robe all the way down. That's what they wear. That's comfort to extreme there. That's not messing around. That's not in your hotel room. That's, I'm walking down the grocery store. It's 108 degrees outside and I'm rocking this. It's their attire down there.
Hey, why not? Why not?
There's every time to do it. It should have been out there.
This is another vacation one from Drew. Hummus or baba ganoush? Hashtag Astley.
That's an easy one. Who was that? Who was that?
Drew.
Come on, Drew. If you're not picking hummus, let's. We're not even having the conversation.
It's that easy for you?
We're not even having the conversation. Let me just say this. I had more Middle Eastern food, this is somebody who is Middle Eastern.
Well, just back there, it's just food.
It's just food, right? I'm eating the same stuff 3 times a day, not literally, and I wasn't getting sick of it, Trav.
Really? Oh. Well, I'm not. I take back my really, because I'm not surprised at all. You eat the same thing here every day, and you don't get sick of it.
No, I mean, here we actually have options. Like here, you know, you're deciding, okay, you want to go out, and you're like, all right, I'm going to go grab a sandwich from this spot, or I'm going to go grab some Indian food, or I'm going to go to a cafe, whatever it is. You're cooking something at home. There, I'm like, you guys eat anything else? Is this it? Like, is there anything else on the menu?
Here's your option A or B.
Let's just say in Amman, Jordan, there wasn't an option to go get some sushi. Okay? No, there's no ramen bowls around the corner.
I didn't think that there would be, but I hadn't really thought of it like that.
What's the deal with the ramen, guys? What's going on? you guys doing ramen or no?
The idea of sushi in Jordan is very amusing to me. I like that you brought that
up.
Very quickly, let's try a telephone Ask Slee. Who else? It's Manuel. What's up, Manuel?
Hey, first off, welcome back, Slee, man. The guys held it down for you, but it's always good to have the original back.
Appreciate it.
I got two things real quick. Travis.
Yes.
The move that the Dodgers are making in the rotation is genius for the fact that extra rest and the least amount of times that the Giants can see our starters in the regular season, the better. We don't want them getting reps. You know that, Trav. Come on, you're a pitcher. Okay, so second, as far as Slee, look, I want to know, you either strike it big tomorrow, right? Uh-huh. Whatever, lotto or a superstar, whatever you have, everything you want for 10 years, or you continue to be, you know, Slee, you know, you don't really have many peaks or valleys. I mean, you don't become a bum like Ira Craig or anything, let's say. But you get another 50 years on the planet versus the 10 as like a superstar. Which one are you taking? I'm asking Slee. Love you guys.
I appreciate it. You know, I think, Trav, you're going to be disappointed with this one because this is me in a nutshell. You want the 10 years of just complete, as you like to put it, where do you go when you go to the club? What do you do, strobe lights and what's your whistle? Just 10 years of just living it up.
I like just, your idea of being a billionaire for 10 years
was,
of strobe
was going
lights
to
and
a
whistles.
Club. And having someone
you can do
move
that
your
right now
head
if you
back.
Want.
They have someone move your head back and throw some tequila in it, and it costs you $9. I'm making it sound like you have to be a billionaire for that. Or just get the 50 years of longevity. I'm going 50 years.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going 50 years.
Of course. Look, especially, you know, if you've got family and everything else, you want to see what they do. Yeah, no, that's an easy one. I can do whistles and glow sticks for 10 years and then live another 40 along. As far as the more looks at the Dodgers, you don't think the Giants have seen Max Scherzer, Walker Buehler, and Julio Urias a few times already? One more is going to make a difference. I'd reject that completely, but that's a whole other thing.